Thank you so much. I mentioned it before, but I'll go on to say it's really great to play a place with so much history and so much integration of culture. Some of the early rhythm and blues that came out of Philadelphia. And to be here in this old building, and you've just been great. And the people in the back haven't been half bad either. I'm gonna take a drink to the people in the back. See how that works? Just any excuse for a drink. I'm gonna take a drink to the people in the far top right corner. I'm gonna take a drink to the Brazilians in that corner. And now I'm too drunk to play the next song, so we'll... Bit of tea, just a... I'll tell you a story if you want to hear one that I wouldn't know. You know, it's not just exciting. To be able to play the spectrum is something that's very memorable for us. To put it into perspective, just to take a piss in the spectrum was very important to us. And to take a shit backstage in the spectrum would have probably been the ultimate, but it bordered the line of disrespect. But the story I was gonna tell is that Jeff and I got to hang out and meet Dr. J about 7 years ago, 6 years ago. And we both remember him as one of the coolest human beings we'd ever met. And we hung out for about an hour and had a couple beers and talked. And at the end, we shook his hand. And then we kind of, you pull off your hand, you know, like when you're being cool, you kind of pull off your hand slowly against the other guy's right? Pull your hand off. And we're pulling our hand off Dr. J's. And it just keeps going and going and going. That's our Dr. J story, anyways. So this song's dedicated to anyone who's had the confidence to express themselves in any way, shape, or form, whether it's painting or writing or jumping from behind the three-point line or the free throw line. I'm sure he could have done it, but...